it.
And why that?
Yep, we're starting to jump on. Nope, just two of us.
No, yeah, we're getting folks coming in. Hi, everybody. Welcome. We're glad you're here.
Hey, everybody. We've opened a chat to the right to say hi to everyone. Hey. Say hi. Tell us where you are. That's Lisa. Anna can get in, too. So why was that?
I wouldn't. I don't know why.
Hi, Vancouver is in the house. Holly Workman. There's Lisa. Don't know where Lisa's from. There's Kat. Oh, my gosh. So sunny. Wendy in Bowmanville. California Swan House. I want to give a shout out also to Danielle from Patronus House, who was very kind to help me out at the Phoenix Conference at Celebrate Your Life. Thank you, Danielle. I don't know if you're on the call tonight, but I'm giving you a shout out. So if people are in there from Patronus, they can say we said hello. Hey. Okay, so everybody seems to be getting on.
No, we just had one odd person.
And an odd person got something?
There were a few posts in the main hall, so I think...
There were a few posts?
Yeah, there were. So maybe this will start to get people in.
Shall we go over to the main hall? Should I go over to the main hall, Doug, and repost the link? It is in there.
I'm not sure. I'm honestly not sure, Colette, because I'm not sure. Mark, I'm going to leave that with you and trust you on this one. I'm not sure what we would... be best to do. Guys, we just had one or two folks say they couldn't get into the link, so we're just trying to sort through that technically, so bear with us. Thank you so much for your patience.
Yeah, she found the link in the main hall. Can you repost the link in the main hall in the comments given, isn't technology amazing, given some peeps are lost. I get Anna to do it. Anna, look at us, this team us. They've got my husband doing that. Me and Doug are on, Anna's, and all over the place. You can get in through the main hall. Yeah, so Colby said she got in for the main hall. That's typically what we do. And then the key number, yep. Hey, Wendy.
I'm getting them as they come in here.
Okay, so my husband's grabbing you guys. Right. It says the links were expired. However, if you click on join the meeting from the right-hand side, you can get in. Vermont! The link in my email said expired. How weird. Okay, well, this is Mercury retrograde is literally around the corner, you guys. I think it's in the next 2 days, right, Doug? Is it the next day or so? Yeah, so we are seeing it already, kids. Already. Let me just brighten up my camera again. Oh, I'm on the wrong camera.
Yeah, I'm just realizing I don't have daylight savings time light.
I know, right?
It's all dark.
It's so crazy. Here's my brightness a little bit. Want to get me a little bit brighter here. We were too bright last week. You got to play with the cameras. Okay, everything is wonky in Arizona. Holly Rose.
That sounds like a country western song, actually. Sorry.
Actually, you know what? It doesn't matter if I'm telling everybody that Anna reposted because these are the people who are already in. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So Mark is what my husband's doing. He's just waiting. As each person says, the link's expired. He's going to send the... Yeah. All right. So we got to know, guys, when in doubt, just go direct over to Main Hall because it's the very same link you do every week. So let's just wait a couple more minutes. You know what, Doug? While we're waiting, let's pull some cards.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and let's tell everybody what we're going to do tonight. So tonight we're going to do the meditation that I forgot to do last week because we were so excited having you on camera that we hung up and was like, oh, we forgot. So we're going to do the meet your, the oracle, the spirit of the oracle. We're going to do a meditation. Then we're going to go over all the different pieces of module 3 again with you guys. And we're going to take one of you up each, you know, we're going to have you guys pop up, whoever puts their hand up. And then what we're going to do is we're going to choose a 3-card reading, a version of it. And we're going to show you how to go through all of them and how you can, and maybe we'll do 2 versions of it to show you how cards can change according to where they're placed, right? So we're going to do a lot of, and then we're going to have you guys on camera. And as you noticed, it gets very intimate when we have this wonderful connection. When we have you on camera and we connect again, in a way that's much more intimate, and then you feel it. The energy really does make a difference when we have some of you guys on too. Yes, live meditation's coming. And hi from New York, Oregon. Excuse me, I'm gonna.
Bless you. And again, bless you.
Thank you. 3 times, good luck. Shout out to Clovis. And for all you Americans whose night is the big one, your big voting night. Tracy Jackson is in the house. Hello, Lisa Walker. Gerald, guns on tight? What does that mean?
I think that's Gesundheit.
French people, I don't know what it means.
I think that's Gesundheit, maybe.
Oh, Gesundheit. It says guns on tight.
Typed a little differently.
I'm like, what does he mean?
Gerald, that's pretty good, actually. Yes.
Well, you know what? We'll do a... So here's the...
Link is fixed.
Here is the call. The regeneration is for what's going to happen tonight on Guns on Tight. I'm like, Gerald, what are you saying? it's regeneration, guys. So something really good is going to come tonight, no matter what, is going to be a radical change. So regeneration shows something is dying in order to be reborn. So that's really, really good. And I'm going to choose another one. I had difficulty using the link in the email. Yes, we don't know why. And blessed is blessings do come. Everybody's nervous about whether they're blessed or not. And blessed in protection is that which you know that you are blessed. That sometimes we think that other people are the ones with the blessings. Yes, and it is the Scorpio new moon tomorrow. And it's all about going deeper, which we love. I'm just going to get rid of my mail. I'm going to quit my mail and some other things in here. So I'm going to quit messages. No, I'm going to leave it open in case Anna talks to me. I almost quit Zoom. Can't do that. Let's quit Adobe Reader. That'd be bad. Okay. You had no service for 3 days. Are we about ready? Are you doing it?
No, it's all fixed.
Fantastic. Are you going to go upstairs now?
Yes, I'm going to disappear.
Okay, my husband's going to disappear. Bye. Okay. He's wonderful.
I'll keep an eye on
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.
We're starting a few minutes late, you guys, just to get everybody in the door. Yes. Hello for all of Falcon House present. Exactly. Namaste from North Carolina. Absolutely. Portugal's in the house. Peterborough. You know, we have 35 countries represented here.
It's amazing.
Isn't that incredible? 35 countries and over 1,100 students at Oracle School. Now, we have a pretty small turnout tonight for the call, and we are noticing that when you guys get the replay, you write us a lot. Yes, I know, it's amazing. And that you really get a chance to sit down and replay certain things. So you will get a lot out of this because Doug and I, we are very clear about what we're going to be talking about, et cetera, and how we teach through sharing. And so it's very comfortable, but a lot gets done. It doesn't sound like it because we're so friendly. We're like hanging out or whatever. And you think, oh, that was fun. And then you realize just how much we actually covered in the hour and a half. So you're going to want to listen to them over and over again. So it's awesome. Okay. Here they come now, Doug. Here they come. Yeah. The replay is good. Yes.
I had a fun question that I have to just say.
Okay. Let's do it.
Someone just said, is this live or is this Memorex? Is this today's call or is this Memorex? This is November the 6th in North America. Memorex. If you're in Australia, it's November the 7th.
But, Australians, it's tomorrow.
We are definitely here for today's call, just so everybody knows.
Yes. And by the way, we got some fantastic questions in the main hall. And so typically I like to, you know, I get a few days, whatever we don't get to tonight, you know, we're going to go over. Now, some of you are not going to be happy with some of the answers that I have because I think we're not using the mentors enough. So I want to talk a little bit about that before we start tonight. And what we've noticed, and they're all good, by the way, you guys are all doing amazing. But the mentors are there to help you. So I really want to encourage you to use them to help you dig deeper. In other words, like you might have a grasp of what the cards mean for you or the message, but I'd still love you to explore it with a mentor. We found the last class that so many more layers can be revealed in a conversation and that you'll get so much more from the class and have a much richer experience. And don't forget to go over to the main hall tonight after the call to share your takeaways from tonight. But I really want to encourage you guys to use your mentors, even if you think you've got it. Like you think, oh, I know what this means. And here's, I'm going to post something. But I would actually encourage you, even if you think you know, just to say hashtag mentor, not to say that you necessarily need help, but your thoughts. Say hashtag mentor, any deeper ideas? Like, you know what I'm saying? So this would give them the opportunity, since they've done this for a lot longer than you and are certified, like they went through the whole second layer, the next 7 months, and they were trained. So they know how to go deeper with you on what you already got. So even if you don't want help, like you're not necessarily asking the mentor for help, you want to have a conversation. That's going to really help you a lot. I love this. Maria says, I'm a little biased. Mentors in Dragonfly House are amazeballs. somebody says, I'm still confused about how to post because I feel like if I share what's happening and what ahas I have from my morning card pull, I will get deleted. Why should you be afraid? If you have an aha, that's not going to get deleted. It's only going to get deleted if you just say, I got this card, or all this crap happened, and you're not sharing the solution. So, and you're always going to be told why, and you get a chance to repost it. So if you post something and you think like, oh, is it going to get deleted? Don't worry, because it likely won't. Or if it does need to be rewritten or, you know, taken away because it doesn't make any sense to the content, what you just described was something that you is part of the content, so that's unlikely. If you need to rewrite it, Anne is the one that's going to come in and send you a private message to say, hey, you know, that post you put did, I took it down and here's a picture of it. Now, can down lesson number three or whatever, sentence three, can you reframe that a little bit? And this is how we teach you how to share. So nobody ever gets deleted and just left. If something is deleted, you get contacted. There's the picture of your post. There's a way for you to redo it. It's never like bye, it's gone. So never be afraid of being deleted. And it's never personal. It's there to teach you and help you do something better. So you should never be afraid of deleted. Okay. I love the combo with the mentors, but I'm not on Facebook. No, you have to be on Facebook in order to be in the classrooms. The classrooms are on Facebook. So if you can't, you can't speak to a mentor. That's just in Facebook. Okie dokie. Let's start.
So shall we start the meditation? I'm going to stop the chat as well.
Yeah. I'm going to pull a card to start the meditation, and it's No Place Like Home. And we want you to feel at home with your deck. Now, each deck is different. Even though Wisdom of the Oracle, Woto, has its own personality that you will all agree with, because it is the same personality. It's like the same friend that you all share. But as you know, 10 people can have the same friend as a friend, but each one of you will have a varied experience with that person, right? So you're all going to have varied experiences with this deck. It's very intimate. So your deck will be intimate with you in a very personal way with you. Although Woto has lots of friends, right? And has lots to share, and the same messages will be shared, you know, amongst other people. But it won't mean the same exactly, because you're a very unique being. So we want to assume that Wisdom of the Oracle has a spirit. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And we're going to start here with these colors. If you can imagine these colors, or at least know that you're looking at purple and you're surrounded by the most beautiful sunset just before dusk, when everything is pink hinging on purple. And let's really, really, really allow yourself to relax into this. Taking a deep breath, letting yourself get grounded first, and letting yourself be immersed in this beautiful landscape of a sunset. And you're sitting very comfortably at this, we're sitting at a crystal table. So imagine that the table in front of you, that is the table you're probably sitting in front of, all of a sudden is a crystal. And just allow it to glow a little bit, and recognize that you're in a non-ordinary reality landscape. So you've stepped out of yourself, you're grounded to the earth, but you're between worlds now in this beautiful home. This beautiful home that is dusky purple and deep pinks and peaches, when the sky is beckoned by the night. And as you breathe in, imagine that slowly on top of the crystal is your deck. It's Wisdom of the Oracle. Wisdom of the Oracle. Now, this is the card deck that's there. So imagine it starts to glow with a pink light. And even if you can't see it with your eyes or your mind's eyes, just know that we're telling a story, that we're imagining this to be this glowing Oracle card deck. And a beautiful silver thread starts to weave around the deck, as if this shimmering light, we have a raccoon outside my window. Just keep sitting there with the crystal.
No. Come here. Don't bark at it. It's not going to hurt you. It's okay.
Oh boy. There's a raccoon. Not in your... I apologize. Let's go back to the crystal. I absolutely am so sorry. So the crystal, and then there's a light, a shimmering light, as if there is a web that starts to glow around the deck, and you're to follow it. It starts to go into what looks to be a gorgeous grove that just shows up in front of you. And it's sparkling. The moon starts to shine, and now all of a sudden the purples are darker purple, and everything starts to come alive. And you follow the threads into this space, and the most beautiful being, the spirit of the oracle, is waiting for you. And notice they have a deck of the cards in their hands, because it's the way they're going to communicate with you. And just allow yourself to feel the experience of being chosen. The spirit of this deck has chosen you, as you have chosen it, she or he, whatever, showed up for you. No. Okay, shh. And you might hear little animal noises. It's in a grove. It's all kinds of little noises happen. And, you know, it's not perfect, this arena, but boy, oh boy, there's this spirit that's committing to you, making the commitment. And you can ask what the nature of the commitment is. How will you help me? And how can I serve you best so I gain from your wisdom? And just feel all the love and protection coming from the spirit of this deck. How will you help me? How will you help me prosper? Just really, really feel the energy of this being. It's simple. They're there to serve you. And it's a mutual relationship. I'm going to ask you to put your hand on your heart, just one hand, and just say, thank you. Thank you for being here. And if you haven't done the exercise, getting to know your deck or get to know your deck, after tonight, you should do that or do it again if you want, because it does change. I find that sometimes it changes week to week. We typically only tell you to do it the one time during personal mastery, but I have noticed that after I've really connected to the spirit of the deck, sometimes it's a deeper message to me. So feel free, if you want to do it again, if you feel really comfortable with what you got already, leave it. But if you really want to take another dive at a deeper connection to the spirit of your deck and you want to re-answer those six questions that are on page 2 of the home play of module 3, because you were catching up last week, I suggest you do it. Again, I apologize for the raccoons that walked. My windows are wall to wall glass, and the two Humpty Dumpties like walked by after they knocked something down outside. We can open up the chat again, Doug. And my dog started barking. Had I not gotten up to go get her, we would be having a complete crazy house while I was trying to do that for you. So I do apologize. Hey, Kendra. I thank you. A new puppy is coming too. Yes. I know it was not the ideal thing. Like all of a sudden, and the strands are waiting for you and the raccoons go by and the dog starts to bark. Right. I'm good. The barking took you deeper. Raccoon spirit is a bandit. So I'll tell you a bit about what raccoon medicine is. So raccoon medicine is all about being able to take garbage and turn it into something great, right? So as you know, that they're the bandits, they're the thieves, and they go into what we throw away, the things that we don't think we want or that are usable or that have value, and they turn it into something valuable for themselves. The other interesting thing about raccoon medicine is raccoons are very clean. Believe it or not, raccoons, I had one, her name was Petunia, and she washed her food. So she would always take her food to water, and especially apples, she used to like to dip it in water, so she always liked to wash her food. So it was very, very interesting that how raccoon medicine works, because they are not dirty animals. We think they are, but they're very resourceful. They're also nocturnal. So if you can imagine, given that they're night creatures and they look for what we've thrown away that we don't want to see, and they go get it and they turn it into, they're dexterous too. We have very, very aggressive ones here that are ginormous. They look like huge. They're huge because we have so much garbage, I guess. But they have they're very adaptable creatures and they're super smart. And they will protect as well. They will be very protective of their own. So they're fascinating creatures. So this medicine, I think, could be very cool. And they purr. Actually, they make little noises like this. They go, and she was also very clean, that she always wanted to go to the bathroom in the sink in our basement. You're wicked cute. That's right. Oh my God, Patty McLaughlin says she had to open her eyes with a raccoon outside of her window. Little raccoon and the thing in the pool. We had three raccoons walk in her kitchen. Look at that. This summer, yeah. Great. So, you know, when you connect to the spirit of the deck, we have to remember that this is a kind of a mutual relationship that gets deeper over time. And just because the guidebook and the cards are specific, which they are, they start to be very intimate with you and start to talk to you in a more intimate way. Yeah, I love the raccoon too. I think so too. It really is about taking what we think we've discarded, bringing it back and turning it into something better. I didn't put a raccoon in my oracle deck because I put a vulture in. The vulture spirit does similar things to a raccoon, but it was more meaningful because they make something, they can take illness and turn it into healing. They can that into something really good and fertilizer. But yeah, spirit has, they are recyclers, exactly. Exactly. Okay. So I am, now that I'm nice and grounded too, there's tons of great questions. Doug, do you want to start with those and then get some people up?
Yeah, I think so. So because we had a couple of questions in the main hall, and you know, as always, Yeah, I know. Way more than a couple, a few pages.
Yeah, we're going to go through them. We have like good 6 pages of questions, which we may not be able to get to everything, but...
So the first one I want to talk about is from M, and M talks about, obviously we know that when we're doing an anchor card, it's a single card reading. And by the way, let me just put a caveat. Tonight's questions and content will be focused on module 3. Yeah. Next week we'll focus more on module 4. So those questions that were about the law, the universal laws, those will be things we'll talk about next week, just as an FYI. But we have them captured, so you don't need to re-enter them next week. We'll have them to bring in. So. Yeah. She asked about, you know, obviously daily card, anchor card is a 24-hour window and a 24-hour increment. But when we talk about doing a 3-card spread, which we're going to talk a lot about tonight, can those meanings of the cards carry forward past a day? Might you see something a few days later, et cetera?
So here's the thing. Even daily anchor cards change meaning with our perspective, as our perspective changes. So for example, we may not have an epiphany about Tuesday's card until Friday. That's why we see this all as a story in motion, and why a divination and general oracle cards can be seen as too limited a perspective, because we're looking for certainty in that moment. But in fact, it's why we ask you to journal about them, and why we ask you to kind of track them. Because each time you pull a daily card, that's the anchor for the day. That doesn't mean that that day is separate from the day before or the day after. If, as a, for example, you might be affected. Say you don't get your cards. Your cards are making you scratch your head. Like, I don't understand this. How is this possible? And then 3 days later, you're like, oh my God, I totally know what that meant now. That was showing what was going on in the background. Like, there was times when I, in the last personal mastery, I remember one of the students very clearly had these cards that actually related to what her boss was going through. She had no idea, but it was affecting her, because it was affecting her job, and she found out about it 3 days later. It made no sense to her, but she really, really, you know, tried every which way but loose to try to determine it. How does this apply to me? And then how does it apply to my environment? When my environment means the people and experiences in your life that surround you that isn't directly generated by you. In other words, the things that you engage with, the things that you interact with. So it's really key for you to consider that everything is in motion. So yes, it's a very subtle, nuanced skill you guys are learning. It's not black and white. So absolutely. And you'll start to see a bigger story. Also, as you start changing, your perception of the past begins to change. So what you thought a card meant, say, 2 weeks ago, and you go back over your notes, you go, oh my God, I'm here now. I totally get this, what this means in my evolution. Oh, it's so fascinating. That's why I really want to encourage you guys around your journaling. Oops, sorry. Doug, I might be, it's not linear. It's not linear. It's like a cake. It's like a layer cake. It's linear. It's circuitous. It's circular. It's a living thing. We are living things. Our stories are alive, and they shift and change according to our now that changes our past. It could change our future. But when we change our past, we all of a sudden redirect where we're looking. Our point of vantage changes. It's really cool.
I think it's really important. That's a really key point, Colette, because in some ways, the card is, and I don't, I have this analogy brewing in my head. I think this works, Colette, so tell me if it doesn't. It's this idea that each card is like a stained glass window onto the moment of our life that we're in right now at this point, this place.
A beveled glass.
Yeah, and we're looking at it in a way that sees it differently. So like, you know, when I've been doing, working with Wisdom of the Avalon, for example, for 20 years, one of Colette's first deck that she created. And one of the things I'm really aware of, I did a reading just yesterday, and some of the same cards have come up. And as I was doing it, I thought, but these cards are different because it's a different point in time. And also it's different for me and what Spirit's trying to say. So this idea of beveled and stained glass, mm-hmm. where you can see the world a little differently mm-hmm. from that card's point of view, you see that mm-hmm. place of understanding. I think we
I had love a question, that analogy.
Yeah, we had a question come in from Kathy that reminded me of that. And that's why I wanted to bring it up. It's like, you know, if you have, like, let's say one day you get the card Y, but the next day you get Y in protection in your anchor card reading. That can certainly happen. And the point is to always look at it afresh from the perspective that is the moment you're in now, the place of where you are in your story of motion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then sometimes you don't understand what something means. Like I got all that glitters in protection, which is always the card I don't want to get. Right. So that's the one that says, you know, turn away from what you're thinking, you know, nothing good's going to come from this. And it was relating to a question I had asked about moving forward on a project that I am moving forward on. But what, and at that moment I thought, oh my God, does it mean that we shouldn't do this? But what it was saying is that I wasn't prepared. And yeah. by handing this thing in before I spent time and prepare for it, I would be causing problems. So I was like, ooh. But in that moment I thought, oh my God, this is a warning. This is a bad idea. I should just not do it. So in that moment, you might react in a way that I think I know this, what this means. And then once you've gotten a little bit distance and sketching, I love what Sherry said too, or Emily Reed, if you dislike journaling, I doodle. So I doodle journal. I make sketches. I make little round girly gigs, and then I draw it to the next thing. And I might only put a few words in there. And I find that really helpful. A doodle way to journal sometimes, and recording your thoughts. Yeah, Barb, that's great. You know, record your thoughts. No, right. Not for me, exactly.
So I have another question, Colette, about this week's content. So mm-hmm. want to kind of highlight, we had some confusion around the two different sets of home play that we have in this week. So as a reminder, the information on page 2 is this is in module 3. This is Lizzie Oliver's question that is on the bottom of page 2 in our handouts.
The one that you gave me?
Yep. Says hi again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't find her here. It doesn't matter. It's not in the questions you sent me. Yes, here it is. Where was the meditation meeting the spirit deck? Yes. Okay. Sorry.
And then below that down, there's apologies for asking further questions. Confused here, and it's just about the home play. Just a quick clarification for everybody, right? The Get to Know Your Deck is a 6-card spread. You do 1 card for each of the 6 questions, mm-hmm. and you journal those 6 cards. So that is a way that you can get to know your deck. So just writing down 1 card for each of the 6 questions. What we have on page 3, which we're going to spend a lot of time about in the home play, is the 3-card spreads. And yes. there we've got like 19 different ways you could use a 3-card spread for a particular question you have. Depending right. on the question, you would pick which one of these might be appropriate, which we're going to do some tonight.
Yeah. So, there's a really good question. Can I mention something what Lizzie said also?
Yeah.
Okay. So she also wrote, can you do too much? I know it sounds weird. And then she talked about the time required to effectively give what is suggested is at the high end of things, trying not to get overwhelmed and attempt to create a more functional, balanced lifestyle. Yeah, you don't have to do it all at once. And the 19 versions are just those 19 versions you're not going to do in a week. You're not going to do all of them, right? No. So are we meant to do all of them? What is the time frame? Oh, no, like weeks. You can sort of feel it out and decide which one you're going to choose. Or what I like to do is see how the 3 cards can reflect more than one, or like how they would change. So for example, it's the way you learn how to work with the cards. These are ways that we have given you to do at home at your leisure, right? You have plenty of time to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Yes, so we did have another question, just to be clear. So when we're doing a 3-card reading, Pat Schreiber asked this question. She said, can you explain when you put back cards on when you were doing 3-card readings and when you don't? For example, past, present, future, do you draw 3 right away? Or do you ever put cards back before you draw the next one?
Where are you going?
It's in the Q&A pod.
Oh, Q&A pod. Okay, sorry. I'm just trying to, let's go in and let's go down the regular line on the sheet you sent me, because I'm going to get lost. Okay, so... Perfect. So this is a really good question. When you put back cards, is that Pat Schreiber?
Yep.
Okay. Do you want to answer it first, and then I'm going to answer it?
You go for it.
Okay, fine. So past, present, future, draw 3 cards right away. But what situations would you put back the card you draw? Only when you have unless you decide. Like if you decided to do this... Like I'm going to do 1 card, put it back, 1 card, put it back. You have to decide that in advance. Like, so you have to be very clear about your your modus operandi that you have chosen. Like, for example, am I going to turn the car upright? Like, you have to do it consistently. So if you're going to put it back, that's a choice. I never put the card back into three card readings. The only way I would do that is if I was taking distinctly separate things or separate, like I'm going to pick a card for this, pick a card for that, pick a card for this. But in a three card spread, you never pull the card, one card out, put it back, at least not by what I've given for you. Again, you know, if you decided, oh, I want to choose three cards, but I'm going to do it by putting each card back in the deck and making a note, then that's the process that you chose to do. I've never done it that way, but I know other people that have. I just don't teach it that way and I don't do it that way. So I'll just say, because again, some of you guys came in with some ideas about working with cards that are not the way I do it, but that's, see yeah, how it works for you, but I wouldn't do it.
Colette, I mean, totally. That's the only thing I would say I learned from you. So that's exactly what I do.
That's not going to tell you that.
I mean, what I'm going to tell you is that I can't imagine not having all three cards out to look at together. They tell a story together. One of the things about a spread is that it's telling a story together. So if I'm doing any kind of a spread, I want to see all of the story. And when I put cards back before I draw the next one, I don't see the story in the same way. And I literally mean visually seeing the story of this, having them all six cards or three cards right there with me. So yeah, love that, Colette.
Yeah.
Right.
Me too. Okay.
So we're back to the document of questions I'll let you pick the next one then.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Lisa Stevens. I have a question about three card spread, self, other person, purpose of dynamic. Oh, is Lisa Stevens here? I think that one would be really good to bring her up. So it says, purpose for the other person card, I'm not sure how to read that card and how exactly that card reflects or relates to the other person. I tried asking a question to using this spread. It's about a situation involving another person. Couldn't figure out how the message of the second card applied to him, since the reading is technically for me, not for him. Let's actually bring her up. Is she there?
Let me find her.
Let's find Lisa. Yeah. It's just easier to talk
she's
to you directly
not here
about
tonight.
This. Okay. So.
Oh, wait, there she is. There she is. Lisa, you're coming on camera.
Because this way we can teach everybody else using you. Hi, Lisa. Here she is.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, sweetie. Okay, so can you give me a little bit more information about the card? And then I'm going to talk to you about the dynamic of when you ask about another person, because it's always in relationship to you. So, okay. Give me the two cards.
Well, I did a three card. I left them out today because I had a feeling you guys were going to bring me up.
Good. You manifested it.
So I've had this a couple different mentors teaching me to be a yoga teacher.
Okay.
To figure out where I'd like to work. And so I'm trying to find my question that I asked. I basically said, for my highest good, what can you tell me about working for Jeff Bailey at Yoga Loft? So Jeff Bailey is the other person, and he's been a teacher of mine for several years.
Okay, so just take note that what you asked was, what can you tell me about working with Jeff, right? So your card would be your card, and his card would be the experience you have with him.
Okay.
Right? So it won't be about him so much as what you experience with him.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay. So when I asked the question before I shuffled or anything, I said that I was going to use the self and the other person and then the purpose of dynamic spread. So I pulled three cards.
Okay.
And so I got TikTok for the first one.
Which is, you don't have to rush. No rushing.
Hidden influences was the second one.
Right. So that's Unfinished Symphony and Happy Happy. So Unfinished Symphony means you're not done with him, obviously, right? So it just like taking a stab just on face value. Sometimes the cards just flat out are face value cards. Like, wow, Unfinished Symphony, I'm not done, right? Unfinished. And then Happy Happy was his card, the card related, he'd be very thrilled, right? So.
Well, the self, other person, and then purpose of dynamic. So the middle card, other person, was the Unfinished Symphony one. So that's...
Yeah, he's not done with you. You're not done with him. right? It's not complete.
Okay.
I didn't
understand if the middle card meant like applied to me or applied to him. But it sounds like it applies to both of us.
Both of you. The middle card, if the purpose of the dynamic is the thing that is between you. So is that, you got that card for the dynamic card or for him?
No, I got this one for the other person.
Right. Yeah. So he's not complete. So you are not complete with him. You have, that tells you about the two of you, right? So it's not about him separate from you or what about him. It's about you and him. There's you and you, there's you and him, and then there's the dynamic between you, which has its own energy. And you enjoy working with him, is that right? Because it's a happy, yeah. So that's a pretty easy, again, when Unfinished Symphony, there's some cards in this deck can make your head go, wah. Like, right. What does that mean? And you wonder, like, is this good? Oh my God, she's so pretty. Hello, darling. What a beautiful girl. Oh my God, are you allowed to be?
So I thought she'd come say hi.
That's all right, hi, honey. It's good to see you and your daughter. What's your name?
Sophia.
Sophia, one of my favorite names. Such a beautiful name and very pretty girl. All right, little princess, we're talking to your mom here. So I would say that if you look at that, you recognize that this is all about dynamics between you and another person, and you never read just about the other person. Let's say, for example, you ask, what does he see in me? Then you have to be always part of that dynamic. Then you ask the cards. You can never just ask about what's another person doing.
Right.
You know, it's always in relationship to your energy, your perception, your perspective. That's why sometimes people jump to conclusions when, like, you can't ask, is this person lying to me? And then you have to ask permission from the other person. But you don't have to ask permission from another person if you're asking about a dynamic.
Right. Okay.
Thank you. That helps.
You're welcome. Great. That probably helped everybody.
Okay, thanks, great. Lisa.
Bye,
Sophia.
Bye. Okay, that was helpful. I think that was really good because
really great.
Quite a few people were asking about readings for somebody else. And we always want to know, like, what about that other person? When I was doing readings for a living, and people would invariably ask me about this person. So I would have to look at the other person in relationship to them. And the dynamics between them, and look at their projection of the other person. So you actually need permission for a person to get a real clear picture of them. So that's why we have to kind of go around, around it. If you want to know, you have to say, okay, well, what's my dynamic with this person? Then you can learn more about how the person behaves towards you because you're seeing yourself in relationship to them.
Yeah, I love the way you said that, Colette. It's about my relationship with me, my relationship with them, and then the combined dynamic of the two of us. And I think that idea is it's never about them. It's always about me and my relationship with them. That's a very important piece of...
It is interesting, right?
So
and they don't have to be in the room with you, Brenda. You can read it without them even knowing you've done it. It's because it's always about you, your perception, your perspective. Let's say, for example, you were projecting dishonesty onto somebody, that they're being dishonest with you.
Yeah.
And let's say that's your, and then truth be told and protection comes up, like somebody is lying to you. A situation came up around somebody that completely misread it because the other person was in denial about something that was going on and they completely misread the card and then projected that that person was doing something wrong. So it was a really strange thing. And I was like, okay, so let's step back and say, you were projecting, you were worried that the person was doing something dishonest. That was your perception of it. But in fact, when we looked at the dynamic, you don't trust them. And that's what this was about. It wasn't about that they did anything. It's about that your lack of trust. So in their dynamic with you, what is the core? And it was about honesty. So, and the fact that this person had never confronted the other person, which was, by the way, nothing had happened and nothing that she was, you know how you can create stories in your head? Sometimes the cards will tell you what that story is that you've created in your head. So you have to really take a look about learning the how of asking. Exactly, Michelle. The how of asking makes you really good at this. You know, how am I asking? And the people don't understand that the greatest power that you have with working with divination tools, with oracles, is how to ask a question. In the manner in which you ask it, the motive behind it, your perception of things, recognizing projection, your perspective, your perception and perspective, which are two different things. And then you kind of get like this interesting beveled view, you know, a beveled view of what's there. Exactly. Always in the highest good. Exactly. All right, let's get another one. This is fun. I'm totally loving this tonight.
Great. So what I think we'd like to do, guys, is we'd love to have a few more folks to talk about three card readings. So let's, since we started with relationships, if you have a specific relationship kind of question that would fall into one of the six spreads that Colette recommends in Module 3 Home Play that you want to know about, raise your hand. We're going to go we're just going to do the folks that raise your hand to call from. We'll randomly pull somebody, but it needs to be a specific relationship you want to know more about. So just to be clear, and we'll kind of give you some examples of this, and then we'll do some general, and then we'll do maybe one or two business and finance. We'll try and do a couple really quickly so you can get a sense of all three of these.
Yeah. All right. While you're doing that, while we're picking somebody, I want to talk to Natalie Susie first. Can we pick her up first?
Of course. Let me find her.
I'm not sure if I answered her already in that thing, but I'd like, she's asking a very good question. I think people will be scared to bring up. Hi, Natalie.
Hang on, let me unmute you, Natalie. There you go.
Hello.
Okay, so you're asking a question I think people would be scared to ask, so I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to answer this, okay? So you said, over the last week, I started to get a bit discouraged. My daily cards weren't making any sense. I stopped journaling because in my own mind, I was wasting the paper. Don't worry, I started again this morning. But I couldn't relate to the cards whatsoever. When this happened, how do you recommend we make sense of it? The anchor card is a daily card. So is it supposed to be a message for the day only, correct? I can't relate it to the day before. When we read the messages and nothing resonates, how do we overcome this blockage? Here's what we do. This was an excellent question. So remember that the cards can reflect dominant energy that affects you. The card could be, let's say you've been thinking about something and you've been obsessing about something and you kind of put it in a box in your head and you're not thinking that that has any relationship to your day, right? But the card is constantly going, hello, you know, this thing you're thinking about that you don't want to tell anybody you're thinking about. I'm talking about that. Does that make more sense now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right? So they will never lie, right? So you're wondering, I don't understand these cards. They're not making any sense for my day. But the truth is that they're talking to the thing that is influencing your mind the most, be it the influence of someone else, you know, somebody else's behavior, their life that's imposed upon your own. Let's say your world is in a square, right? And you have different rooms or like it's a house. Right. And your work, let's say it's a house with lots of rooms or a mansion. So all of a sudden you have one section of your home is where you get nourishment. Another section of your home is when you go to work. Another section of your home is your relationships or lack of. Another one is family. Another one is spirit. Right. So you want to know your day when you think you're walking out of that house. Right. And you're walking out of the house to your day. But you actually never leave the house. You're thinking you've left the house, but most of you is still back in the relationship room. You know what I'm saying? And you're asking the cards, like, and they don't make any sense because you don't know how to relate it to what's actually really influencing you. And that's the thing that you think about most during the day.
Okay.
Right? Now you can see the pattern. So the way you get around that is to be very gentle with yourself and say to yourself, what has been on my mind the most? How can I relate it to that thing that seemingly is bugging the shit out of me and I can't let it go?
Okay.
Now does it make sense?
Yes, it does.
So here's how we help ourselves with this information, right? So we now have a week. You just had a week. You felt discouraged. But in fact, the cards kept trying to tell you, like, go back to this thing that you're unresolved about. Your day is not going to make any sense because this, no, we know there's a raccoon out there. Sorry, the raccoons are just walking by the door. and then you think like, what does this mean? It doesn't mean anything because I want to have a day. I have a day that have all these other things in my day. Why is this related to that? Because we don't want it to, right? But the card is inviting you to get deeper and more intimate with yourself. And whatever we're in denial about, I'll tell you something that happened to me years ago. Obviously, I've been with my husband now for, I think, 17 years. Prior to him, I did a lot of research. right, so, and I kissed many frogs to see if they would become a prince. Some I knew would be a frog, but they were hot. So whatever, you understand, right? So, and I would be obsessing over this guy. And I would be like also looking for my record deal and looking at this other thing. And I didn't, and I thought I'd forgotten about the guy. So what? Because he hadn't called me. No, no, no. And he, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden the cards are like, what are they talking about? It mean nothing. I'm asking about, you know, I'm going into the record company today. What, you know, what should I, and then it's talking about being rejected. Being like, you know, and I'm like, I gotta be, right? Not for you. What do you mean? Not for, like, I'm going into something I love. How is that meaningful? Now, right? Now, I didn't have not for you cards because back then I was still using the tarot, right? And it was so confusing. Like the nine of swords would come up. A traditional tarot means I'm a martyr. Well, I was feeling like that, but I wasn't at all thinking that was having any bearing on my life. But that was my dominant energy. And this is how I learned how to create this content for you. When you realize that your cards may not relate to your day, but they sure as heck going to relate to something. If you step out and go, so this is this big, because the cards are saying, you have to look here. You have to resolve this because we can't move, right? We can't move past it unless we can name it. You know, in my book, The Map, I don't know if you read it yet.
Actually, I have it sitting right there.
Okay, good. So I talk about the goblin. Right. So I talk about the goblin card, and the goblin card relates to the I got that from the German fairy tale Rumpelstiltskin. And in that fairy tale, like the girl spins silver and gold and she's supposed to marry. The father says, oh, my daughter can spin gold. And anyway, the goblin comes and says, you know, you have to guess. I'll teach you how to spin gold. But there's a caveat. You have to guess my name. And then if you can't guess my name, your firstborn will belong to me. So if you don't name your goblin, your firstborn will belong to them. So no wonder that you felt discouraged because you weren't, the goblin was claiming you. You know what I'm saying? Because you couldn't name it.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Name it. So your I would give you some homework around this is to take a look at the week and say, how could I relate these cards to this situation that is causing me a little bit of angst? I'm not going to out you here. Well, I think we know what we're talking about. I think we know. Okay. And how can I relate it to that? And it takes what it takes to get through things, honey. Like that's the other thing. It just takes what it takes. And the cards are helping you look into the mirror of truth and say, okay, this is what's really going on. And it's coloring my whole day.
Okay.
Got it?
I do.
Okay. Awesomeness. Awesomeness. Okay. Thank you for letting me bring you up. Do you want to, now, let's choose another card. Let's choose one card for you now.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So now that you have learned this, do you have your deck in front of you?
I do.
Okay. So now that we have taught you this, right? And I mean, now your mind is somewhere new because you're like, ooh, I know what it all means, right? So let's just ask a very simple question. What is my next right action regarding the situation that I've been in denial about?
Okay.
What is my next right action for my highest good? And then we're going to bring up other people. I think people are really loving this. Look at this. Everybody's saying it's hitting home.
Observer in protection mode.
Yes. Okay. So that means that life has gotten suction cupped onto the end of your face. Okay. Like... And you haven't been able to see past the end of your little nose. So you have to peel it off and get detached. So it's asking you to be in the observer mode and also not to take life so personally.
Got it.
Okay.
I do. Right.
I think you really, really helped a lot of people by coming on tonight. Thank
well,
you.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Amen. All right, sweetie.
Bye. Okay. Thank
you. Bye. So Doug, pull up some more people. I think that this is really great.
So we're focusing on relationships, guys, for right now. So again, make sure your hand is raised, and I'm going to just kind of randomly pick someone from the magical scroll.
Magical scroll roulette wheel.
Yep, and it is Charity. So Charity, you are coming on, and we'll unmute you here. There you are. Hi.
Hi, Charity. I think we've had Charity on before.
I think we might have. No, have we? Not yet?
Have I had you on a Facebook Live? Oh, wow. Isn't that funny? Isn't pass the cleavons, please.
So, all right. Tell us about the relationship that you have a question about, and is there one of the spreads that was really resonating for you in that regard?
My husband crossed over in May.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's very new.
Yeah.
And you're so young.
Yeah. So I just like I want to check in with him, but I'm not necessarily sure. Yeah, which spread would be the best?
Well, none of the spreads that I've taught you are for mediumship. Mm-hmm. They're not for mediumship, but there are some, you know, just because you're on here now and your husband crossed and I happen to be a medium. So what I'd like to do is just choose one card for you is if he were to say something to you, what would that be? Or should we choose three cards, Doug, since it's about relationship and that this is, now I don't want you guys to do this, but it's like, this took a lot of, you know, she's in front of me right now and I think it'll be really nice. And then you guys can sort of, this is what I would do. And I'd say a story in motion, right? Okay, so one card, Doug, or three? One.
I think one, just because I think it's really, and unless you feel led to draw an extra, but I think.
Yeah, if I choose really a second one, I'll feel it. Was there a Dave? A Dave or David? Like a grandfather? Way back when, would he have been met by a Dave or David? That's just coming to me. So just write that down and let's just, I am picking up a Dave or a David who might have met him. He crossed very quickly. Is that correct?
Yes.
Like bang, we didn't expect it. Like, oof. Okay. So yes. It appeared that he didn't know he died, or it was like a sense that it was so fast and so insane. It just feels like it was like a crazy, with either an accident or it was like a crazy, it was an unexpected death. Is that correct?
Yeah. He was under the car and the jack slipped.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Okay. So his message for you is serendipity and protection. And that's about you thinking that all your goodness has gone and that you have to trust that good and beautiful opportunities and like synchronicities that are very positive are for you. Cause it's like, I've had mine. You ran out of miracles. It's that idea that he doesn't want you to think that you've run out of miracles. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, this is a kind of weird thing, but I'm getting him saying to you, at least, like, this is a bad joke, but it's like, he was very funny. It's like, at least I died doing something I loved.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely does.
He loved doing what he did. Like, he was like either he was tinkering because he loved to tinker under the car. He loved it. So it was like, yeah. So you're asking about the cards because we're in the class. I just wanted to make sure that he's with a baby. Did you have a miscarriage?
Not that I know of.
Okay. When I say he's with a baby, was there a dog that crossed? Was there something that you had that you loved together that was young? It's either that or a metaphor of you only just started, which is, it's either that the baby is a real baby that you lost or that the baby was your relationship that was so new. Does that make sense?
Not yet.
Okay, write it down. So you got new life. Right? I chose three cards because I felt like the three cards, right? Very clearly, he wanted to say, I died doing something I loved. So, and it, thank God it was fast. It's just like he lost his breath. He just went from 1 second to the next, bang. And he hovered around you while you've, and something Irish. I'm getting the concept of Ireland, or there's connection to Ireland, or four-leaf clovers, or lucky four-leaf clover. What is the connection to Ireland, honey? You don't know that either. Okay, no problem. Remember, we're in a classroom. So anyhow, new life. That's the other thing. He says you can start again. But I also feel that he was holding the concept of your marriage, which was not long.
We were married for 15 years.
Well, that's not long.
No, well, yeah, I mean,
it's not long, right? It's too soon. It's too soon. Yes. It's too soon.
Okay. So it's basically, I should be focusing on living relationships for the class. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, I obviously did this. We do have to get back to the class, but listen, you showed up, crossed, but that is the way. Sorry, go ahead, Mark, Doug.
Well, I just really, I want to, Charity, offer you a particular reading that I think might help you do for yourself. And we won't do it now, but I think it's something you should do for yourself as a three card. And that's the past, present, highest good. Oftentimes when we find ourselves in times of significant change or we're dealing with feeling either stuck in the past or not sure where we move forward, it's helpful to pull it apart. And what I think the three card spread does, because we experience life as it is in this moment, but the reality is part of us is experiencing something from the past, part of us is experiencing something from the present, and part of us is experiencing something that has yet to happen to us. And the three card spread pulls it apart like a hairball. So you can say, where was I? What was going on before now? And get a sense of that one card that will tell you that. And then where am I right now? What do I need to focus on right now? What's the insight for me in this moment? And what's coming my way? What's coming in the highest good in the future for me? And I think that idea of, especially when for any of us that are going through significant transitions or we're finding ourselves caught in a time of change, or in your case, tragedy, I think it can be a really helpful spread to just do that and just get a sense of where I am, because it's so easy and understandable that we might be more in the past or more in the future if we're excited about something in the future. So just really pull that apart. Does that make sense, Charity?
Absolutely.
And the other thing too, I think, again, you know, I wasn't prepared. I have to usually prepare my head for mediumship, like that I'm going to be open, but I just downloaded what I could. I saw how fast it was. He did something he was loving. He loves you. It's like he felt everything was too soon. Did he call the car his baby? Was that his baby? Or was that, did he call machinery, machines, his? It's mine. There's a his or... Do you know what I'm getting at? It's like, my. Is this like this whole idea of an obsession for machines, loving machines? Yeah, he's a machine guy. Yeah. So, and because you asked specifically about the cards, I understand now what the Irish thing is that you haven't lost your luck. I understand this. It wasn't that he's looking for Irish. It didn't occur to me. Yes, four leaf clovers. And he's still with you and he's watching over you. So you got to... Anyway, I'm going to move on. I want to just hug you. I know this is a very painful thing. I can't imagine what it would be like if I lost Mark. So I just want to honor you and give you a big hug, honey.
Thank you.
And stay in.
Love you, Charity.
All right. Yeah, so let's, I like the past, present, highest good explanation too about how that is, because we can get very, you know, you're right. It's like, where am I in the past, in my relationship to the past? That's the other thing. So if you guys could see past, present, future, potential future. And by the way, too, a lot of the mediumship messages or messages that come up during these calls are like cleat-ons for other people in the room, because that's how I set the calls up, that my intention for these calls is that whoever shows up will have a message for somebody else too. So I hope Charity's reading affected some of you as well too. Yeah, and sometimes many mediumship messages are later on. Go ahead, Doug.
No, I was going to bring someone else up if that's okay, but I was wondering if maybe we might do just move to some of the general category spreads.
Perfect.
So these are a reminder again, if you would like a general three card, these would be things like past, present, highest good, as we just talked about, or it might be about what have I missed, what do I need, what's in motion. All of those are in that first section.
I love that one.
Three, right?
I love it. I love that one. I wrote them. I'm like, oh, wow, that's a good one.
So raise your hand if you're up for that. We're not going to do relationship going forward. We're going to focus on more of these general spreads. And again, we'll just do a quick little reminder, little magical scroll finger here and see what I pull. And I have Marion McCool is going.
Michelle, all those ones are on the list that's in the third module. Hey, Marion.
Hi, Colette. How are you?
Hi. Hello. How are you?
I'm excited to be talking to you.
Awesome. Yes. Okay. So just to remind you too, all these questions that we're going to do, the three card positions are in module 3.
They're in the home play document.
In the home play document. It looks like this. It's very pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. And they take a while. So let's do, because I did videos on all of them, and I showed you guys how to use them in every single video. So let's do, which one are we going to do with Marion? Which one are you?
Well, Marion, tell us what you'd like to have, what question you have.
Well, I think we have to go back to the last conversation we had is, I've got my house on the market. So where am I? What have I missed? Spirit is keeping me here because I've missed something. There's something I haven't done, I think.
Great.
So okay. That's a really good spread for me.
Let's do that one. What have I missed? What do I need? What is in motion?
Okay.
As it relates to your house. Is that right, Marion?
Yes.
So do you have your deck there?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want her to choose them, Colette, or you want us to choose them?
Yeah, I want her to choose them and see how they match mine. Yeah. You choose them, and then I'll see if I want to add anything. Have we had Marion on before?
I feel like we did, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
That's pretty random.
That's very random. There's so many people.
Okay.
Must be meant to be.
Well, it was one of those things of when Doug was saying the questions, I was like, that's mine.
So all right. So what are your three cards? Now remember, when you guys asked me to determine your cards in the main hall, I ask you to go talk to one of your mentors rather than me do it. It's different when we're on the calls because I'm teaching through the person, right? So, all right. Well,
they're funny. First one, they're all protection. First one is a leg up in protection.
I got the same card in the same position for you.
I sneezed for truth.
Bless you. The second one is regeneration and protection.
Okay.
And the third one is all that glitters in protection. Like, wow.
So these are your fears. So let's just talk about that. So you asked, what is hidden? What are the three things?
What have I missed is the first one.
What do I need and what is emotion?
Yeah.
Okay. So what have I missed is your, what have I missed means that you might have missed an opportunity for somebody to help you.
Yeah.
So what? That's just information. Remember, this is just information. I did it all myself. Okay. So I missed something, but maybe their help wasn't right for you, right? So it's just like, what have I missed? I missed an opportunity to be helped by somebody else because I think I'm the one that has to do everything alone.
Okay.
Is that true?
Yeah, pretty well.
Okay, fine. So all this is information. It's not to blame. It's just, oh, that's information. Okay, good. I'm also like you. I think I have to, the whole world has to spin on my finger. It's hard for me to accept help for other people. So be it. Your next card, and the last card is a really interesting card. So your next card is, relates to what do I need?
Regeneration. And
I need to let this go so I can let a new life happen. So you don't want to see the card isolated, right? When you guys are reading three cards, they flow into the other one. They're not separated subjects, right? So we saw that you didn't get, you know that you're the kind of person that feels like you have to do everything all by yourself, otherwise it doesn't get done.
Right.
And then here, it's like, there's a fear. This is talking to like, what if it's going to die and nothing gets reborn? You know what I mean? It's like, what if it doesn't sell? What if it was a bad idea? What if I made a mistake? What if new life's never going to be for me? What if I'm going to be left out in the cold? Do you know what I mean? Like, these are the kind of fears. This is reflecting your stinky thinking. Does that make sense?
Yes, I have monkey chatter going on.
There you go. So it's talking to the monkeys. And the last one, which is all about your expectations of poo-poo from the monkeys being schlobbled all over your head, right? Which is, it's telling you, don't go into your mind, you are behind enemy lines.
Okay.
Right? That because when all that glitters is in protection, it doesn't mean you're making a mistake. It means your thinking is off.
Okay.
Right? Unless you're asking very specifically about, you know, my next right action towards this, right? And in fact, you are asking for a reflection in this, like, what have I missed? What do I need? What is in motion? What's in motion is that you're taking away from yourself purposefully your monkey mind. That's what it's saying to you. What's in motion is the monkey mind. The monkey mind is wreaking havoc over my good decision.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? So because of that last card, I personally would choose a fourth card. So I'd like you to choose a fourth card and say, give me more clarity around all that glitters and protection. Remember, what is in motion?
It's refusing to shuffle, so I'm just going to pick one.
That's right.
Huh? Imagine in protection.
Yes, you're catastrophizing. Okay. So, right, because I would like, what is it that I need to walk away from? What do I need to walk away from? He doesn't tell us. It's catastrophizing. It's the misuse of imagination.
Okay.
Now do you get it? It's saying, be careful. You're thinking wrong. Your thinking is stinking. It's the catastrophizing card. It doesn't mean anything about the outer world at all. This has to do with the way you are thinking, your monkey mind, your chatterbrain, how you're sabotaging yourself through thinking. You are projecting bullshit onto your screen, right? And that's that's the truth. And it says something rotten is there. And you even said, I'm experiencing monkey chatter. And then the card shows you exactly. And you need to give yourself a hug. It's okay to be scared.
And it's something I really want to do. So instead of the universe actually holding me back, I'm holding myself back.
Yes.
All right. We can work on
that. So let's go back over now that you figured this out. Now do you see how a leg up in protection responds exactly to your epiphany right now? Right. I'm not letting the universe do its job. I'm thinking I'm the one, right? And then the regeneration in protection. What number is regeneration? So I just want to see that.
46.
Thank you. I ought to know this since I made them, but I don't know.
You can't remember everything.
I can't remember everything. Endings come in many forms. Okay, I'm going to read this to you. And now is the time to stop holding on to what must die so that something better can take its place. Nature's cycles include disease, decay, death, and regeneration. Let whatever isn't working, your thoughts exactly, in your life die. Don't be afraid to face the facts. There's no need to struggle or grieve. Whatever your query, let it go. You're about to be reborn.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then the last one is like, get out of your head. You're making a mishmash in there, right?
Ever.
We don't make live pigeon pies anymore. Right?
It's at 3 a.m. in the morning. Oh my God thing. So
here's the thing. Like, and what somebody just mentioned, it's perfect for the Scorpio new moon. And the Scorpio new moon actually begins tomorrow, I think, or like early in the morning. So it's tonight. So the Scorpio new moon is about going deeper. And in your case, it's like you're about to make a big leap and a leap of faith into something unique and different. You're ready for it, but it's, remember, whenever we up level, there's a new devil. And it's the way we think that is likely the main devil. It's our goblin that we won't name. So immediately you get those cards and it's like, oh my God, am I making a mistake? Am I supposed to stay there? No, that's not saying that at all. That's why we chose that fourth card. Like, tell me what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay. And you know, it's interesting because all my spreads lately, my becoming spread and everything else is like, knock, knock, you're not listening.
That's okay. That's okay. But isn't it great that you have a tool that can say to you, hey, let's go deeper into Marianne. Let's go deeper into this subject and let's take a look at where you sabotage yourself and you want to stay in your comfort zone. And here's how you could step out of that. And you're not alone because the spirit of the deck is never going to lie to you.
Right.
It's your perspective of the cards. All right, sweetie.
Thank you. Love you both.
You won that one. All right, Doug, let's pick somebody else.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to do another general one. So let's do that.
Try and pick somebody we haven't had.
I'm going to do what? I don't look. That's the whole idea.
I know, but it's true. You know, we do that. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if we pick someone, we've already done it. Please let us know. We'll pick someone else so that we can do that. I've got Bonnie. Joachim or Joachim. Let me find her here. Bonnie. So
oh, there's Gabby. Hi, Gabby. Hello. Ooh.
Oh.
It's red.
Hi, Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Ah.
Oh.
It's got a post-it in front of it. There she is.
There. You had a post-it? Yeah. I like your stairs.
Thank you.
Very cool. All right. Bonnie in her bathroom. Many times I'm in my pajama bottoms, I'll tell you. Okay, I've got a nice top on, I got the bottoms on. So. Okay.
As is.
So let's pick general business or relationships. We want to teach through you, right? So
okay.
Which one do you want? And then we're gonna pick a version so that we can teach the version.
Okay, so I have a repeating thing that's been happening lately in my life.
Okay. You can just tell us in a general way.
Yeah. Where I have felt like I've needed to really strengthen my boundaries.
Uh-huh. So is it relationships?
Relationships.
Okay.
And which I've done, and I feel incredible guilt about it. You know, like I've stepped out of my normal place to do that.
Yeah.
Say, you know, I'm uncomfortable. This is as far as I want the relationship to be.
Yeah.
And then, you know, establishing a boundary. And it's made me very uncomfortable. And I really don't know what that discomfort is about. And so I have asked a lot of times about that with the cards.
I would say, what is the story? How am I telling it? And how can I shift the narrative?
Okay.
Yeah, so let's use the cards. I have some curiosity around that. So, while you're picking your cards.
I actually don't have my cards with me.
Doug, will you pick the cards?
Can Doug pick
the cards, Bonnie?
Mm-hmm, that's fine.
Okay, so while Doug is shuffling the cards, I'm going to address something to you just to get you thinking.
Yes.
So, when we are a typically kind of a healer type or a person who feels deep empathy for other people, we may feel deep guilt or anxiety when setting a boundary with somebody else because we feel that it might hurt them even though we don't want them any closer.
Yes.
Right? So it's a sense of over responsibility for the well-being of someone else. And so therefore it's more of a codependent rather than an interdependent relationship.
Yes.
And sometimes other people who don't respect boundaries will just assume a closeness that you don't want. And right. And so you are placed in a position based because of their behavior also that you would rather not deal with. Would you say that's true?
Yes.
All right. So this is very common for many, many, I'm going to call us healer types. People who are helpers, like, and 90% of my students are like this. And I too have suffered great anxiety and like anxiety beyond you wouldn't believe when I have to set a boundary or disappoint somebody. And that falls back to the way I was raised. And that a feeling isn't a fact, right? So, and sometimes we have to allow those uncomfortable feelings to show up for us in order for us to, and just kind of like falling asleep at the wheel temporarily because we think it's all on us. And we just have to be with that. It's like be observant of it before we can actually make the change. It doesn't last, but it is part of the process. It doesn't feel as good as we hoped it would. Right? Yeah. It feels like shit. Right? Let's be honest, it feels awful. And then it's like, oh my God. And then you realize, no, I'm gonna be okay, I'm gonna be okay. And you gotta kind of talk yourself. And we all wanna be loved and we all wanna love other people. And we don't wanna hurt people. And sometimes people actually set you up to hurt them.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. They literally set you up for that. Okay. So Doug, let's take her cards.
Yeah. So this is a, you can't make this shit up stuff, just for the record, Bonnie. The first card we have, again, reminding you, we're doing the spread. What is the story? So first card is, what is the story of this situation? And it's No Place Like Home in upright. And as a reminder, No Place Like Home is all, it is you coming home to yourself, right? It's authenticity. It's you being comfortable in your own skin. So the story is you're standing up for yourself because of this space of being authentic and authenticity. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay. So then we go to, how am I telling it? In other words, how am I telling the story? And the card that came up is Truth Be Told. honesty, speaking your truth, right? Right? I mean, I'm sitting
here.
I
can't make this up.
No, I've actually been using that, you know, like, well, truth be told.
Well, here's the other thing about truth be told, just as a reminder, Bonnie, it's about coming out of denial. It's about realizing that you have that the way you may have believed about something really isn't working for you anymore.
And I would like to bring back what I talked about. It's being honest that you have anxiety or that you feel guilty. That is a huge thing.
I do, but
I feel crappy.
I feel good about that, about the authenticity part of it.
Yeah.
But yet, this is not people that are doing great damage to me. It's just that it's like, that's, you know, there's a boundary here.
Right.
And I feel guilty because it's not like somebody's doing me terrible harm. You know,
yep. It's like cleaning up your Facebook page. I'm going to unfriend these people. Oh my God. What will they think? Like, you know, it's like.
Yeah, and it's so counter to the way that I was raised.
Yeah.
That I'm just taken back by how guilty I feel.
Yeah.
I physically feel it. I'm like, is that?
And you know what? Oracle School does this. Like when we go into personal mastery, we come in and all our stuff comes up.
Yeah.
It comes up to look at. You know, so it's really great. What's the last card, Doug?
It's soulmates and protection.
Oh, yeah.
And so what this is about is this is that person, that the people that you're in this relationship with. And again, this is how can I shift the narrative? Let's remind ourselves of what the card, the position is. How can you shift the narrative? And the whole message is that you need to see these people and these opportunities as gifts to you to learn about yourself, to learn about your power. There is a purposeful reason that these people or this situation is happening. So the way you shift the narrative is that you shift that point of view in your mind to say, what a gift this situation gave me to know how strong I can be in this situation to take care of myself. Does that make sense?
Totally.
And Bonnie, also, when soulmates are in protection, they also remind us that not everybody needs to be in our space.
Say that again?
Not everybody needs to be in our space.
Mm.
We don't have to have everyone in our lives. We don't have to make room for everybody. If we don't want to, we don't have to. It's like, even though somebody's not doing much damage, you don't feel in alignment. It's like, you have to say no.
Yeah. Well, this has been right on.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And thank you very much for your mediumship thing actually did speak to me as well.
Oh, good.
Very much. There was a piece in that I said, "Ooh, that was for me."
Awesome.
Thanks, Bonnie. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So, want to bring on one more, Colette?
Sure. I could keep doing this till tomorrow. I love doing this. I think it really helps when you guys come up. It really makes this real. You know what I mean? It's like when we get. We get into this a little bit more when we have real people coming up and you guys feel more a part of everything. And I think it really helps when we can actually do it through someone else. So that's why after the first 2 weeks, then we start getting a little bit more intimate with you guys and we keep going. It's very helpful, I think.
All right, Scott Gethart, we're bringing up a guy this time. Scott, here you go.
Guy.
Oh, and he's in the dark.
A man in the dark.
I'm going to unmute you, Scott. There you are.
Come into the light, Scott. Hey, Scott. Nice to meet you.
Meet you guys.
Okay, so choose. We'd love you to choose what you'd like us to work on with you. So that's either general from the video, relationships, or business finance. And then if you pick a category, then we can tell you which of the have you actually opened up the three-card spread positions yet?
Yeah, I have. So my question, one of the main things that's going on in my life right now is trying to connect with a calling or a purpose.
Okay.
So that would be more of a general question. Maybe.
Or. Okay, purpose. Because purpose, do you feel like you're calling, are you looking for a calling to do with work?
Yes.
Then I think we should go into business.
Okay. Is that okay for what you guys
I think we should go into this category and current point of vantage next, right? Or past experience, pattern needing to be cleared and opportunity. What do you think, Doug? Or do you want to do the general? Doug and I will pick it.
You know what I was thinking, Colette, was doing the general, but pulling from the prosperity section of
Great idea.
Specifically, and I was thinking past, present, highest good, or current situation, hidden influence, something like that.
No, I think you're right. Actually, you know what? This is very juicy. Hang on. Because purpose finds you, and then it can have many different versions. Okay, so what is the story? How am I telling you? Nope. Nature, nope, we don't have an obstacle. What have I missed? What do I need? What is in motion? I think that's the one. Even though we've already taught that one. So,
what about a past present? Because I think to tell the story of where you've been,
present,
where you are now. Good. Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Past
do
present.
Do you have a deck with you, Scott, or do you want us to pick cards for you?
I do. I'll go grab it.
Great. So one of the things, just as a reminder while Scott's doing that, is that the prosperity section is great to use when you're doing a reading about business or finance or something related to your work life, just as relationships is a time that section is great to read when you're asking a question about relationships. So if a card is upright and the reading is about that subject, you read that section. If a card is in protection, you always read the protection reading, just as a reminder. So Scott, go ahead and just pick three cards. I'm thinking about in your life right now, past, present, and highest good.
Highest good.
Yep.
So past would represent your influences, like what has influenced you in the past, right? So what have you been inspired by in the past, or what have you been disappointed by in the past, right? So we'll see according to the card that shows up, they'll give us a color or a different bevel in the glass, right? So it's like, you know, a different facet in the diamond. We'll see what it is, yeah.
All right, so for the past, I'm getting a leg up in protection.
Okay, so... And because we're looking at purpose, choose the two card, new two cards, and I'll help you with it.
For present, also time to go and protection.
Okay.
And for highest good, it's yin.
Yin, upright. Yeah. Okay, this is the easiest ever. Like I'll just say, this is like the easiest reading ever. Okay, so again, looking at a leg up in protection for your past experience, I think this is about you thinking you have to make your purpose happen. Like you have to go find it. So in the past, it was like, I tried all these things. Yeah. I did it all myself.
Yeah.
I had these ideas. I never, you right? It's like, I had these goals.
There's a lot of efforting.
Efforting and goal setting, right? I think goal setting would have been, I thought I could do this. I ended up doing that. I tried all these things, blah, blah, blah. So that's really like a leg up. And it was also about you doing it yourself and feeling that you had to do it all yourself, because there's no partnership in when a leg up is in protection, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that's the past. That's influenced you. That's what you've been influenced by that. And it has influenced your present. And your present right now is which card?
Time to go and protection.
Right. So it's about really walking away from the things that haven't worked for you and not wondering if they might. You know, it's like really clean. It's a clean break. Okay. You know, it's like, it's just got to be a clean break. It's like, none of this worked. I have to do something different. Yeah. Like, this is like such a clean break. Like, wow, why am I banging my head against the wall when something is not for me in a way, right? It is like time to go in. And so Doug, let's just also, because it's protection, I like to read the time, what is the number on time to go again?
45.
Thank you. I had it right here. So let's just read it to see if anything jumps up. Even if it appears that you've reached the end of the line and all is lost, it isn't, right? Because you've tried everything and it didn't work. You're in a situation that will resurface again later. Consider this a break rather than an ending. Destiny is in charge here. You lose nothing and gain everything when you surrender to that fact. Your soul knows that your destiny is unfolding in perfect timing and synchronicity. Your small self has doubts, but that is natural, as it doesn't have the map of your destiny. Your soul does. Spirit loves you. Trust that. So efforting was the past, and right now it's like, I got to surrender. It's like, and the message here, because you're asking specifically about purpose, my purpose is looking for me right now. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Well,
a lot of looking for it. I guess that's kind of what you're saying with a leg up in protection.
Right. I looked for it. Yeah. I tried to make it fit.
Let it come to me a little bit. Okay.
And now it's like, wait a sec. None of that worked. I have to surrender. I have to trust destiny knows what's best for me. My small self has big doubts. Yeah. I don't know what to do, right?
A bit of synchronicity with between the meditation that we've been doing with the hopes and dreams basket, yeah. You know, kind of bringing it and kind of letting it scatter to the wind,
yeah.
Deeds, and also an experience in my everyday life, kind of walking into a field and seeing the same thing.
Wow.
Stuff like that.
The dandelion seeds. And it's like, it's true. We scatter our dreams to the, and then those that are meant for us, when I say meant for us, you know, we resonate depending on how, wherever we are in a position of our growth, we're going to resonate at a particular frequency or channel, right? And the seeds that match that are the ones that are going to sprout and they're going to grow. Right. Yeah. And our purpose comes to us as we meet those in the outer world that are not dictated by us in terms of their form, but the essence is reflected in them, our essence. So you don't want the essence of efforting. That's basically what it's saying. I don't want to effort this. I want to trust. Yeah. The message here is I need to trust. Destiny knows, like my soul knows my destiny. It's not going to talk to me unless I listen to it.
Yeah.
And that's how inspiration comes into finding my purpose. Because when you start getting inspired, that means the soul is going, go right. Scott, you got to go over here. Your mind may be wanting to go left, but the soul is going, you're going to love this. Go here. Right? But we have to listen to that voice. So the last card is yin. It's all about being receptive.
Okay. I see what you mean about being pretty straightforward.
Yeah. It's about, I need to be receptive. If I am trusting, it really is a perfect message for you, yeah. And for the whole group about trusting that our purpose is going to knock on our door. As long as it's not going to come to the door unless we get ready to open it, right? It's like we open the door because that's the only effort we need is to trust that this is coming to us. It's looking for us.
Yeah.
It's looking for us to match us. We just have to, it's like intention is everything and receptivity is hearing those messages, knowing how to listen to the soul. And then we do have distractions. Like we get distracted. Everybody gets distracted every once in a while. And it is what it is.
Scott, thank you. Can I ask one question? A question about the first card. So the first card from the past, and I think this is a helpful thing to do whenever we have any kind of reading that has past, present, future. Colette talked about a leg up being this idea of efforting, trying to have to do it all by yourself and really forcing. But it can also mean, just as it did, we talked about with Bonnie in the last reading, that there might be people that had been in your past that mm-hmm. might have been challenges, but were really gifts for you that you may not have seen as a gift for you. Maybe if it was someone who, and I'm wondering if there's any relationship that you might need to just let go of from the past and instead shift it to being, especially about work, to being a thank you. And I don't know that this is what happened, but like I can imagine this idea that someone might be fired and you can be really angry about being fired, but the reality is that was a gift. Like that was a huge gift that happened. Is there anything like that in this situation?
Or disappointments, like.
Yeah.
Lots of different things came to mind. You know, part of this purpose work for me has been letting go or sort of examining past things, challenges in my life. Relationships with my father that have been challenging.
Yeah. There you go.
There it is.
And also the second thing that came up was a job that I resigned from recently.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Those two things.
That's a lot.
So the leg up.
Like an identity.
So yeah. Remember that anytime we do a reading about past, present, future, it may be also giving us some ahas about what we need to do to just clean up certain things or prepare for the future. So in the case of leg up, just see it as a gift. See those people as a gift that they've helped you figure out who you are. Even consider writing a thank you note you don't send, if that makes sense, that just says, thank you for what you've shown me about how and who I need to be in this life and my calling now. And then be in that space of receiving. I think that could kind of help you open up a little bit to the allowing of yin, that third card.
And also yin was your highest good. It wasn't the future, right? So we just want to make a distinction there. What's your highest good? Your highest good. And the whole question was about your purpose.
Yeah.
So to discover your purpose for your highest good, you need to be in a state of yin.
Yeah.
Right? I think this is so powerful for everybody. I also would say too, what I like to do, especially on a new moon, because tomorrow's a new moon, and that's not part of your class, but all you guys can know this, but I always like to make intentions on the new moon. It is a Scorpio new moon, so it's about going deeper. So tomorrow, set an intention in your journal and just, you know, have a look and say, what's my intention around this? It's in the deepest parts of Scorpio, which is what is really truly for me, right? Like for the deepest part of me, not for my superficial piece, right? Because Scorpio is very deep. It's deep and intense. And it's like there's a richness to it. And so when you start the new moon tomorrow, just make an intention. Say like, I intend to be receptive to the deepest parts of my psyche, you know, and I'm going to receive this information this month. And I'm going to really go deep with myself this month, because that's what Scorpio invites you to do.
I actually have a vision quest scheduled next Thursday. So,
well, there you go.
It sounds very fortuitous.
Very, very good.
Perfect. All right, honey. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love having some boys up here.
Other than me, she means.
Other than Doug. Okay, guys, we're out of time. I could be doing this for two more hours. So you can see how we showed you how to do this and how you get your ideas and how you can sit with yourself. And you can see how deep this course can actually take you in engaging with your highest good, your unique, authentic, inspired life, and all these different versions of this that you now have access to. So you don't have to do all 19 of them. You need to choose the ones that you think are appropriate for you that day or every couple of days or whatever. It's just for you to understand that the universe is open for conversation. The spirit of the deck wants to communicate with you about your highest good. I don't think there was one reading tonight that wasn't spot on for everyone. Mm-mm. Yeah.
And just a reminder, we're not doing predictive readings here. What we're doing is we're talking about the moment, insight to the moment that is now. Just to be clear, at no point did we do any of that kind of predictive stuff. And that's not what we're doing in personal mastery. No. It is all about understanding the moment that is now and getting insight for you to help you make the next right action.
And when we talk about potential future, we're talking about an experience, not a set square of I'm going to land on X. It's more like this will evolve into this experience, right? So that's what we're looking at. We're not looking at I'm predicting the future. We're saying, oh, this is the possible outcome. What would be the result if I made this choice? Oh, well, it'll say to you, well, warning Will Robinson, right? Or like, you know, go ahead. The experience, you know, what you're looking for will bring you more into this. But you're still, it's prescriptive and not predictive. Exactly.
That's right.
All right, everybody, thank you. Really quick little meditation. Let's just imagine our hands held here together. Tomorrow's a new moon, so we want to all enter that new moon together. This is, and module 4 is deep, okay? There's a lot in universal law, etc. Don't let your head explode when you get to the time readings, because we are talking about time, etc. So, we have plenty of time. Don't get panic stricken. Do what you can. It's a lot to think about. It's a head exploding module. So don't expect to get it all at once. It's all cool. And please call on your mentors. Yeah. That's what they're there for. They want to talk to you. They're really, really into this. And they want to share with you, just kind of like how we did it. Say like, hey, have you thought of this? Like maybe you'll say, this is my card. Okay, sure. Let's talk to a mentor. Just say like, mentor, you got any comment? Right? So they'd love to do that. You'll get so much more out of it, just the way we did this here. All right, everybody. Love you all. Mwah. Hands together. Sparkles in the air. We love you. Heart full of gratitude. I will, over the next few days, I'll take a look at your questions and Doug and I and Anna will both go on there. Don't forget to go to the main hall and post your ahas tonight. Anna has posted something. And I'm like she always does. And your epiphanies and ahas, once you write them down, it'll be more integrated for you. Mwah. Love you guys.
Thanks, everybody.
As always, you rock.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.